Hello, I'm down by the Woodstock pub on the A24 London Road. This is in Sutton in southwest London. And at the side of the pub, it's a very big pub and there's a big car park. It's located at a big crossroads. And I'm just outside the pub on the main road on the pavement. And there's a lamppost here which has got a sign on it which is talking about when the mobile library actually parks up in this car park once a week. So it comes here on a Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning and it stays until 10:40. And that's a bit of information that's up on a conventional piece of signage in the street. And the normal thing we might do if we saw that and wanted to go and visit the library would be to either remember it or to make a note of it in a notebook or a diary. The sign itself is actually expressing an event. And so if we wanted to think about how we could capture this digitally, we might want to put it into the into our calendar or our diary on our mobile phone, on our iPhone, something like that. So I've been working on this barcode posters project, which is all about connecting the physical world and physical signage and posters and things like that with the digital world and how we can capture information in the urban environment and collect it into our mobile devices. Now at the moment the barcode poster system works from RSS feeds. So if you've got an RSS feed from your website, it might be news or advertisements or something like that, you can print that out as a poster, and every item in the feed has got a barcode which people can then scan with their mobile phones. So if they see the poster when they're out and about, rather than having to jot down the URL and visit it later, they can just scan the barcode and the phone will immediately jump to the web page for that item. Now what I'd like to do now is to do a similar kind of thing but for calendars. So if you have a list of events, it might be a list of meetings, or in this particular case with the mobile library, it's just a single event. In this case it's a recurring event. The mobile library comes to this pub car park once a week every Friday morning at 10 a.m. and so if we can do the same thing with a calendar feed, most calendar software produces a file format called iCalendar. So these things can be put up on the web, and programs like Google Calendar and iCal on the Mac and so on do this. If we can capture that into a barcode poster using exactly the same process, you paste the URL of the feed or you somehow construct a link whereby that feed can be pulled into barcode posters, then we can print it out. Every item in the calendar can have a barcode. It'll also have a visible printed URL, so people who haven't got a phone that can read barcodes can just jot down the URL. And then once you scan the barcode, the event is automatically imported into your phone's calendar. So that's something I'm going to be working on soon. And it's just another way of breaking down this barrier that exists between printed information and physical information out in the world and the mobile network. Printed information still is incredibly important because there are certain, print has a very high physical presence. It's in your face. It may be related to a particular location. We can't just rely on purely virtual information. But at the same time, we don't want to make it inconvenient to transfer print formats into digital formats. That's why at the moment we're using barcode technology. In the future we'll probably be using something more sophisticated like RFID or some much more radio based automated thing. So the barcode thing at the moment is actually very crude. Scanning a barcode is not always reliable, it's not always convenient, but it's the best technology that we've got at the moment that's widely deployed. So I'm going to get back on with it and see what I can do about creating barcode posters from calendar feeds, from iCalendar feeds, and see if we can do the same things for calendars as we're currently doing for RSS.